And we will get to the baseball this hour, I promise you, because the Brewers sweeping the Dodgers, I believe, for the first time ever. Not just the first time ever, but of course, after the Dodgers coming off a big World Series win last weekend in extra innings, the Brewers take it in 10. I will get there this hour because you know I love to talk about baseball. But right now, we have business to attend to. The important business of ensuring that we have a wonderfully engaged and educated electorate and citizenry here in the state of Wisconsin. Our next guest, her name is Crystal Potts. She's the Senior Director of State Relations and Statewide Outreach for the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Welcome to the show, Crystal. Thanks for making time.
Thanks, Maggie. I'm really excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Let's just jump right in. The biennial budget, the version of it that came out from the GOP in the state, basically was going to devastate the university systems. Dems came to the table. The governor came to the table. It was, I believe, when I did my little back of the envelope math, we went from an $87 million cut to the systems to a $256 million increase in funding for a $336 million odd dollar swing. That still is a huge gap from what the governor originally proposed, which was over $800 million in increased funding for Wisconsin. Let's start with the very basics. It's obviously helpful to have this additional funding, but
certainly,
what's not going to happen because we're not able to fund or frankly, we weren't able to reach compromises across the aisle to fully fund our university system? What's not going to be getting done?
Yeah, no, I appreciate this a lot, Maggie. And there's a lot of different sort of things in the hopper. So I'll try to cover a few different items pertaining to your question. So, you know, we're certainly grateful. We're a public flagship land-grant university. You know, we are public higher ed, you know, campus for the people of Wisconsin. We are here for the people of Wisconsin. We've been supported by them for 176 years. I hope that we're going to be here for another 176 years. What I will say, though, is like back when we started this budget process, the Board of Regents had passed an $855 million increase. That would bring us from 43rd in the country for public higher ed funding to about the middle, so like 25, 24. And so that is over 2 years, right? It was a significant increase. I think we talked about it with lawmakers. You know, the university itself, UW-Madison is who I represent and work for. You know, we have a $30 billion economic impact on the state. For every dollar that the state invests in the university, we kick back about 26. And that's, I mean, these are old numbers, are like from 3 years ago, right? So I can only imagine that it's gone up from there. We educate, you know, nurses, doctors, teachers, engineers, you know, we are sort of the backbone of the workforce in this state. And so when, you know, we look at sort of what ended up in the budget, what signed into laws, I want to acknowledge too that compromise is not easy. Compromise means, you know, we sort of leave the table and there are things that, you know, we wish we should have had, we wish we could have had, you know, things that we don't love as part of this, but certainly, you know, very grateful that there was at least an acknowledgement that we could get to some level of investment for the university. You know, that combined with some of the concerns that we have with uncertainty at the federal level, you know, we're sixth in the country for research expenditures, and for a state our size, like that, we're really punching above our weight class,
yep,
you know, in that sense. And so with that, we won't be able to sort of, not that we would intentionally use that money to backfill any of the federal uncertainty, but, you know, just not knowing what, you know, is going to happen in that space is, you know, something that's certainly on the minds of, you know, leadership here on the campus.
There's a couple of key statistics, Crystal, that I want to emphasize that you just noted. From an overall state public land grant university funding basis, we rank nearly at the bottom amongst all states. Most Wisconsinites, if you're at least of a certain age, remember when Wisconsinites, it was the crown jewel. There was this immeasurable sense of pride that we had these incredibly affordable, excellent quality educational institutions throughout our state. We've seen the closures of numerous campuses, two-year campuses. There was on the precipice of closing more four-year campuses. But 43rd in the nation is, I think, a shocking statistic to a lot of folks. And then you flip to the research investment side, where we and I'll just use the royal we here, that our state's flagship university as an R1 rated research institution, specifically in a lot of things having to do with genetics and biomedical engineer, incredible engine of innovation, intellectual property, patents, sixth in research funding, that now under Trump 2.0 is gravely under threat, which coupled with the overall lack of funding for the university system really is quite a acute threat to our state's economy. Now, I want to do this pivot, Crystal, because there is this organization, this research program housed at Madison, housed at our flagship university, that is called the Wisconsin Idea Database, that helps show folks in every single one of our 72 counties how our flagship university helps contribute to their economy. But I want to remind everybody what the namesake of that study is all about. It is called the Wisconsin Idea Database for a reason. Remind people, what is the Wisconsin Idea? Where was this first written down? Why does it matter so much here?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. The Wisconsin Idea is really embedded in everything that we do. The Wisconsin Idea really means that the borders of this university are the borders of our state and beyond. So this was originally, you know, as part of the Board of Regents, Charles Van Hise, one of our former presidents from a while ago, kind of enshrined this as part, and it's like literally written everywhere. I think it's like etched in the stone of like Bascom Hall, right behind, you know, Abraham Lincoln. It is, you know, faculty, staff, I mean, it is the centering thing for our entire Badger community, that when we think about the work that we do, what we don't do it just in, you know, the classroom, we don't do it behind like a lectern, we don't do it just in, you know, under a microscope, right, in a lab somewhere. It's how can I share the things that I've been doing, the work that I've been doing, because it is a shared goal for both, you know, the state who it's invested in us, right, sharing the work that the people of the state has supported for so long. And so, you know, to your point, the Wisconsin Idea Database is hopefully a reflection of that commitment that the campus has to the state. You know, it's certainly not perfect. It's not grabbing like every single interaction or every single thing. But I think just it is, I mean, I think you've gone through it, right, Maggie? It's full of data, like any kind of data, the number of students, the number of alumni. We've got 191,000 alumni in the state of Wisconsin alone in all 72 counties. Right. You could literally go to any county in the state and see, you know, what money we spend in the county, how many students are from that county that are current students at UW-Madison, how much money we provide in financial aid. You had mentioned a little bit about, you know, some concerns around the state budget and federal uncertainty. One of the things that we really want to prioritize at the flagship campus, too, is the fact that there are a lot of students. Access needs to be preserved. And so there are students on the campus who need, you know, financial aid. And now 20% of all students that are Wisconsin residents that come in receive some level of help from Bucky's Tuition Promise, which says if your family makes $65,000 or less, you're guaranteed 4 years of tuition. It's as simple as that. And so preserving programs like this, it's just more challenging when we don't have the resources to be able to support programs like that.
Folks, if you're just joining us, my special guest this half hour is Crystal Pott, Senior Director of State Relations and Statewide Outreach at our state's flagship university, the University of Wisconsin, Madison. Crystal, I studied abroad in Denmark when I was an undergraduate. And I should note for the record, I'm a proud Badger alumni for my law degree. But when I was an undergrad, I studied abroad in Denmark. And there, the way that higher ed works in most European countries is completely different than what we have here. I'll just use Denmark as an example. Any student who was able to get in to any program was guaranteed to attend, no matter what their family's income level was. When I hear words like meritocracy thrown around a lot in this country. To me, true meritocracy is that what you can achieve in your life is not predetermined by your family's net worth or the zip code that you grew up in. And the Wisconsin Idea is so central to that. It is this fundamental notion that the university system will serve its residents and citizens, but that it will remain accessible, that higher education fundamentally remains accessible to anyone who is able to get into these programs. And yet we're at this point where it seems like folks might talk a little bit out of both sides of their mouths. When we've got, you know, billions in surplus in our state budget, and there are critical both capital needs as well as tuition support needs, faculty retention needs, research expansion needs in every campus, but using our flagship university as sort of the tip of the spear here. What do you say to folks that say, well, I didn't go to any of these schools, my kids aren't going there, so it doesn't matter to me?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great, and I think that's where an extension of the Wisconsin Idea Database is something that I do. It's called legislative reporting. So what we do is we take the data that's in the Wisconsin Idea Database and we can actually break it down by legislative and congressional districts so that when myself and my colleagues, you know, in DC talk to folks, you know, elected officials about the impact of the university, the partnerships, because it's not just, I mean, I also don't want to say, you know, look how great we are. Like, that's not it at all. We're here, it's a partnership, it should be reciprocal, right? But I think once we sort of sit down with these folks and talk through, well, you know, these 200 students from your district, they're real folks. And we have extension offices in all 72 counties as well. That's a physical presence of our employees spreading the message, spreading the research, spreading the good work. I also do want to kind of mention something that you said about European countries and higher education. You know, one thing that I think is lost on a lot of people, 2 out of every 3 Wisconsin residents or graduates from the University of Wisconsin-Madison graduate with no debt at all. That's 66%. And I think when I share that statistic, people don't believe it. And, you know, we want to do more, because I think all people hear is like the cost of higher education is like untenable. And, you know, people are going into debt just to get a degree. And at UW-Madison, it's just not the case.
And that 2/3 of, is that just at the University of Madison, Wisconsin, Madison? 2/3 with no debt. I'll just share this personally. When I attended Madison for law school, I came in, I was paying in-state tuition. They paid to keep me there based on my performance. It was like cause effect. It was the first time I had experienced that level of cause effect, sort of meritocratic, like, oh, wow, you really killed your first year. Please don't leave. We'll pay you to stay here. And for that reason, I did not exit law school with a crippling amount of debt. I had some because it's still a bit to stitch together. But that meant so much to me. We're going to talk more about tuition on the other side with our special guest, Crystal Potts from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, because President Jay Rothman just yesterday announced that we may be seeing tuition increases across the universities of Wisconsin. So stay tuned here. We continue this discussion of higher education in the state of Wisconsin. On the other side, I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.